There once was a man called Noah, and he had thought that we could do a podcast, so we quit the dungeon door. I once went often in a car when I parked in Sainsbury's car park. I saw Dan and Noel in the town I did, and we said, let's go and cast. We went to the podcast studio where we recorded. Dun 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 Thorpe, no. This is the podcast. We are the cast of mind. Yes.
That's how everyone does it. They just do that, like, look, here we go. So if I was just singing any song, really.
Any song, really?
In the style, really.
And I feel that the piano piece is near and here. Only about the piano piece. But here and I see it here. I feel me and I feel like I do some fear.
A ballad, but with no fucking lyrics. We're just being enrolled in the army. We're just going to battle. Trevor, have you got the helmet? Did you remember the helmets, Trevor?
Yes, I've got the helmets, yes.
Fred? No, I'm Fred.
Jesus Christ, why would you try to make me laugh
Willis,
like this?
Willis,
oh, yes.
Did you remember to polish the boots?
I did polish the boots. I've polished them a bit much, you see. I've exposed the steel on Trevor's toes.
The steel on Trevor's toes.
Yes.
It's fine. I'll have some shiny boots, won't I?
Yes, you will. Clinging away.
Well, I've managed to connect the bayonets correctly, and I have managed to grease the lever. So everything seems to be in order. However, I appear to have lost all the bullets.
1920s, man. Imagine being in a... Well, it probably would have been more of a club, I suppose, in the 1920s. Imagine being
around in the 1920s.
Imagine just sitting there at a table.
Alcohol prohibition.
You know?
In America.
Was it?
Wow.
Mm. That's why there was mad parties in America where they had illegal booze.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be cool.
And reefer madness. Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And the cocaine.
Cocaine.
Cocaine, por favor.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, imagine it though.
Just imagine discovering it for the first time and going, and you're thinking, just imagine if we discovered something for the first time.
Yeah.
And you're having it and you go, oh my God, this feels great. This is crazy. I wonder if anyone else has discovered this.
Yeah.
Are we the first one? Should we tell anyone?
This is it, yeah, to start with.
Is this?
Ooh.
Oh, this is great.
I love this.
Give me a fucking gondola. Just the one.
Just give me a nice wooden chair.
Rocking chair.
Sat like this, rocking chair. Maybe sat on the decking of my house. Shine. Looking out at my vines. Tomatoes. Looking out at my vines of grapes. Sitting there. In the sun.
He sounds like he's describing a Bertolli advert. Vincenzo, pass me the Olivio.
Mate, that was lovely. I like that.
Yeah, it's very good, actually. Is that a sample?
I love that.
I quite like that as something.
I like that very much.
Sounds like it should be introing something. Maybe Willis, Trevor and Fred.
Would anyone like to sabaga one up?
They're literally at the same, pretty much the same length as well, aren't they? It's crazy, isn't it?
They are.
That is mental, isn't it?
Exactly the same length.
Crazy, isn't it? We made that happen. Just the fact we can have this in our... is great. This is great.
It's nice music to speak over. Here's the booze.
Yeah, you could just do scatting. Just do scatting. Make up scatting, really.
Willy willy bum bum poo. Oh God.
Oh God. Keeping that in, yeah? Fantastic. How are we at scatting? Rate us on that. Right, honestly, Noel, you're a man of integrity. Rate us out of 5 in our scatting abilities there.
A 3, a solid 3.
Giving us a solid 3. I'll take that. I will take a solid 3.
Players another. Plays English,
do a song, but you don't have to know the words. You just need a sound like you could be singing a song
mm-hmm.
in a certain style for you to sound like you could be performing live.
I think we should do what we've just done there, basically. The song comes on like this.
Rubber ducky, rubber ducky. Mashed potato, mashed potato. Spaghetti, spaghetti, spaghetti. The sun was shining. It came through my curtain, woke me up. I got on my feet. I walked down the stairs and got myself a broth. Pretzels. Oh, here we go. Play it again, Sam.
I'm loving this. The sweet corn on the cob, it's yellow and it's nice. I just swallowed one hoe and it's gonna make my brown poo go gold.
I need to give a shout out to Lee.
Dangerously.
Who is a true, true, true gentleman.
No, he's not.
Don't be like that, Steve.
Who's Steve?
Steve's what Lee calls Tim when he's been annoying. It's not on Destiny. Steve.
No, Steve's what I'm called, and he calls me Tim when he's annoyed with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the other way around.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. This has taken us quite nicely into Game 8 bit, really, isn't it? Talking about Lee.
Oh, and Destiny.
Yeah.
We don't talk about Destiny, but if you can, if you want to, you can, but...
I mean, I could talk about Destiny. Yeah. If I have Lee here, because then Lee can talk about Destiny and tell me what it's about, because I still don't know.
I want to tell you about something.
Go on.
It's a game that I've played recently called Broforce. Broforce is available on PlayStation 4. Probably, maybe Xbox, I don't know. But definitely PS4 and 5. I think it's a 16-bit platformer. And you're the world's mightiest action heroes, right? Eradicating terrorism in a little helicopter. Places like Cambodia, Vietnam. So it's set then. So they go in at Vietnam.
Mm. I can confirm Broforce is on the Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and pretty much all devices. So cool. Yeah, there you
Broforce.
Go.
Look at that. I got it off the store, PlayStation Store.
Yeah.
£2.39, right? And basically...
£2.39?
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it.
They deploy you in, drop you in, right? And you start off as, like, I don't know, Rambo, but you're, I think it's like Brambo or something like that.
Yeah.
They've got to include the word bro somehow as like a prefix.
Yeah.
There's the Brominator.
Love
Robocop's in it. Brohard, which is basically John McClane.
Yeah.
I think there's something like Braid or something, or Broad. Yeah. Broad.
Yeah.
Instead of Blade.
Oh, nice.
Blade, the Samurai Sword. Mr.
I like
Broderson.
That.
Which is
Mr. Anderson
from
The
Matrix.
I like that.
Do they all have like special powers in it and things, or do they have like special guns or anything like that?
Yeah, they've all got their own special powers. Like Blade will slice up, like travel like a short distance, like a burst, and he'll start slashing people up.
Nice. So it's all personalised then to that character as well.
The Brominator, which is the Terminator, turns into, so he goes from Arnie.
Yeah.
With a fucking Gatling gun.
Yeah.
To the actual T-800.
Mate.
Yeah, so he turns into the T-800. That's his special ability.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I like that. And it's 16-bit, did you say?
Yeah. Dirty Harry.
Retro feel, just like the films.
And it's real simple. There's nothing complicated about it. It's not that sophisticated, but it's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
Classic.
If you like that sort of thing, if you remember that sort of era with these characters, you'll love it.
That's cool.
BA Broacus is on there.
Oh.
He's got flamethrower. Mr. T's
ain't
got
no
plane. I ain't got no plane, but I got flame. I got no...
I pity the fool.
I ain't getting no plane.
Whoa.
I ain't getting no damn plane.
I got flame, sucker. I got flame. Flame.
So he's got a flamethrower. That's cool.
Flamethrower. That's cool.
Have you completed it?
Nah, I keep getting stuck in Cambodia.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's your boss?
It's a high level red alert
phase.
I keep losing my lives. You have to save prisoners. Basically, the prisoners that you save are your extra lives and your new characters that you can unlock.
Okay.
Nice.
Is it? Is it online?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's online. It is.
How many players?
I don't know. I think it's four.
I'm going to buy it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's quality.
Four players. That's good.
Yeah, there's four players on it, and so basically you can have Mr. Broderson, RoboCop.
Yeah.
The Brominator.
Yeah.
And games that are very, very sophisticated and iconic, in fact, that I have played. But I also appreciate the little guilty pleasures, the little hidden gems.
Yeah.
And that
was
Broforce.
Broforce.
Nice. Like that little review of Broforce.
So, yeah, I've been going through some of my previous games that I've been playing recently. And, looking at them, we've got Gang Beasts, which none of us are new to.
It's a great game.
Brilliant game.
Yeah, really good
fun,
game.
Isn't it?
Brilliant game. It's one that you can play with your kids, play with the families.
Yes, it's a game for everyone.
It's the one time where getting eaten by a shark's actually quite fun.
That's very true. That's my boys.
I love the fly kicks.
That's my boys' favourite level.
You get knocked out by road signs.
Yeah.
On trucks, yeah.
And run over by underground tube trains.
Yeah. That's right. I mean,
it's been around for some time, but if anybody out there hasn't played it, you don't fancy a serious game or you're not a serious gamer.
It's well worth it. I believe it's free. But if it's not, it's well worth up to 15 quid. You know what I mean? I'd spend 15 quid on that.
Yeah.
So, Gang Beasts is there. Grand Theft Auto 5, still up there, I think, for one of my favourite ever games. I mean, it's the only game I've ever bought on three separate consoles, you know?
We've mentioned before, I think, about this. We've all agreed that it's one of the best franchises you'll ever come across in our lifetime.
That's it. That's it. And, I was playing out the other night, had a little sort of... run with you, Noel, didn't I?
Yeah.
We had tried to complete one of the...
The heists.
The heists, That was fun.
Did you go to the shoe shop?
No, where was it? It was underwater, wasn't it? Like an underwater level.
An underwater shoe shop?
No, we used
the... just for scuba gear?
No, scuba gear submarine. I'll probably mispronounce that. But Cayo Perico. It's called the heist on there.
Very good.
Yeah, it's good.
Imagine
it changed the story.
Imagine this, walking around.
We haven't been on there for ages, so
no.
It was quite good.
It's nice just to jump on and have a little go, wasn't it?
Imagine this scenario.
Yeah, take some stress off and stuff. It was good.
Walk into Sea Life Centre or a shoe or any aquatic place. You walk in, you've got a snorkel on, goggles and a snorkel. You walk in. Most people look at the fish through the tanks, like from the outside. As soon as you get to the accessible ones, dunk your head in. And this is how you view the fish. It's not technically, you're not breaking any rules, are you?
Yeah.
It shows you've got more of a keen interest in fish.
Yeah.
You can do the same thing in any garden centre.
Yeah.
You go in, they've got the open fish tanks.
Your head's going to stink.
Nah, well, it'll be fine, won't it? Just use some Vidal Sassoon shampoo.
Vidal.
What if you get slapped in the face by Ray?
Who's Ray? Is he the one that works there? Is he customer services?
In an aquarium.
He probably would come out and give you a slap.
Ray, that's a good name for a guy that works in an aquarium, isn't it, Ray? Ray. Hey?
Speaking of easy playing games, I was playing with the boy NBA Playgrounds 2.
Mm.
That's a little arcadey basketball game. It's brilliant. You guys have played it as well. I know you have.
It's quality.
It's a bit of a classic now, so it's only on classic console. Well, Switch, Xbox One, PlayStation 4.
When you upgrade them to fullest and get them to the best ones.
There's a card unlock system that's right to unlock players. Luckily, you don't have to pay any money for it, which is another good thing. You can work your way up.
Alan Iverson. Championships. I will just say Alan Iverson.
Yeah.
He's freaking quick, isn't he?
Yeah. He is good.
Sixers legend, mate.
Glenn Rice.
Oh,
yeah. Jerry Lucas on there. Pippin's very good on there as well. I ain't unlocked Jordan.
Rodman's good.
Rodman
is good, yeah.
Steph Curry.
Larry Bird as well.
Oh, I'm thinking of Steve Larry Nash.
Steve Nash. Great, Stockton's really good on
John
as well.
Stockton.
Yeah, he's rapid.
Clyde
on
Drexler.
There. Yeah, if you, yeah, any fans, if you like basketball games,
and it's not
fancy
too
a bit of fun.
Sequence.
Exactly, yeah. It's a lot of fun. You know,
fun.
Just a quick game with, you know, it's a proper couch game as well. If you've got somebody beside you and a couple controllers, you can play that. It's a great bit of fun.
It's online as well now, isn't it?
It is online as well, you can play online. I think it is four players. It's four players.
That reduced shot clock's a bit of a fucker, though. I'll say that.
You get funny little bonuses and perks, I think, like every time you score.
can get like
three baskets.
You get the flaming ball where if you shoot it, you can shoot it from anywhere, and it is
guaranteed to go in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Guaranteed to go in every time.
Love that.
You can shoot it from the roof of the building next door.
Yeah, definitely recommend that just for a bit of fun.
Out of five, a good old, what would you give
out
that?
Out of five, definitely, you know what, as an all-round game, I definitely give it a four. Yeah. Because it's smooth, there's no bugs, there's no glitches, there's not much to go wrong, really, with it. It's a really enjoyable experience, even more so. Online's really good, but even more so when you've got somebody beside you. You know, it's one of those games, a bit like a FIFA.
Tim dressed Larry Bird up as Robin Hood.
I did.
That's right, yeah. You got some extra.
I've got to admit, I paid for the full sort of all unlocked players, which you can still do them up as well, so that's good. So when you do get them leveled up, you can still get their stats up. But
It's great fun. But just like Gang Beasts, it's great fun. Yeah. Not too serious again. Don't have to know much about it. You can just get on there and, oh, is this part of that one? Sorted.
I mean, Gang Beasts, the boys all over that now. Yeah. It's amazing.
I know it's a struggle for certain parents out there because of like board games. You know, most kids are like, what are they? So it's tough. So when you show them simple games like that you can play and, you know, get involved with, they can play as well comfortably. It's a great bit of fun. You know, enjoyable moments, you know, really good.
That's what it's all about.
And then take them outside.
Yeah, for a bike ride.
Yeah.
Get out of the air, boy.
That's it.
No, it's good. It's very good. But talking of games still, one I revisited recently was Battlefront 2. And I know you boys have revisited that as well.
Oh, yeah.
If you're into Star Wars, it's a must-have, isn't it?
I mean, for any Star Wars fan, Battlefront 2.
I've got to add.
Go on.
It had one of the worst launches I remember. Yeah. It was really bad. Because I think I got it 6 months after release.
Yeah.
And I regretted it, really. Because if I held on a little bit longer, because they did a lot of updates afterwards and they changed a lot of the game. Like, there was a lot of, like, pay for stuff initially. Yeah. It was mental. And then they changed. It was really buggy. It had a few glitches then. I haven't experienced many online now. But, on PlayStation, that is. I've only been playing it on PlayStation. Again, I think it's on most consoles out there.
Yeah, I think so.
And PC. Great game. Honestly, great game. Yeah.
Just the way you can unlock the heroes.
When
you get enough battle points.
It's a shame they never made Battlefront 3.
I was going to say Battlefront, like the first one, was brilliant. And when I saw the second was coming out, I was all over it like you were, you know, and I bought it pretty much instantly. The campaign, that's good. I've got quite far through it.
Yeah.
But I won't give too much away, but there's different pathways you can take.
Yeah.
It's good.
Cast your mind back here quickly. Do you remember the original?
Cast your mind back.
Yeah, on PS2.
Yes.
Battlefront 2 on PS2.
Yeah.
Where you could get into ships and fly.
Yeah.
And fly into another ship.
Yeah, fly into the other one, get off.
Yeah, yeah, this, yeah.
Like totally take them out from the inside.
Mate, the X-Fighters in there were brilliant as well.
So I used to do exactly what you did.
Yeah.
I'd get in a bomber as well because I'd think that I'd go a high.
That's
so
right.
They'd wait and I'd just go all the way across, get in, land, get out, go and plant the bombs, detonate them, and it'd be like, brilliant.
Sometimes if you're on the motorway, you go past a lorry. Sometimes they sound like TIE Fighters. They do.
Why couldn't they do that in the new one?
Lorries as TIE Fighters?
No, you know in the PS2 how smooth the transition was when you got into a ship and you flew up and went into another ship?
Yeah.
You know how smooth that was? Just flying into another ship, getting back out.
And they
out.
Just don't do it now, do they?
No, not at all.
Because that's the first thing I did. When I first played it, I think online, I went straight to the
mind-blowing
battles
back
in
then.
The sky and that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the first thing I did was trying to look in for the bit where I could go in, and I realised there was nothing there.
Yeah.
It was
just
like, I crashed a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
I
got quite
good.
That was very good.
Yeah, I used to like doing the bomber. But as a game, I mean, I've revisited it and I've got well into it. I wasn't into it as much as I am now.
Yeah, the most recent.
Especially because I've got you boys on it as well. It's good to have a little team.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
It's still got good lobbies as well.
Yeah, it has.
It's still pretty packed.
Yeah, it is good. And I love it. I mean, you can stay. The fact that you can stay alive for so long as well, the fact you've got the. NPCs in there as well. It's good because you're always going to get some kills.
AI bots.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Thank you
for scoring. I reckon on that
To be honest, I think I'd probably give that a 4 out of 5, you know.
It's a good score. It's a sensible score.
Either that or a 3.7 if we're allowed.
See, I originally gave it a 3 just because I was a fan, so I was pretty biased. But now, now playing it, just playing it for what it is, it's a 4, definitely now. Yeah, yeah.
Retro's good.
The best way to go.
100%. You know? I mean, we've all got Diablo Revisit. 5, which is quite new.
Yeah.
And we haven't played Diablo on that 4. In quite a while.
Yeah.
4, sorry.
Yeah. Be a long time. Maybe. A long time. If you haven't played it before, we do recommend it highly. If you've got a couple
of old classics,
friends to play, even better, because they're brilliant games. And just easy playing.
Well, here's Game 8-Bit Review.
My Game 8-Bit Review right there.
Chatting on nothing in the man's head.
Don't mind my brother, he's got a bit of a stutter. No worries. When that buzz fly, I hit him with my shotgun. I didn't mean nobody piss me off.
The butt was hard. A lot of the things we've done on this show has been, let's just say that we've had to, as we've been recording, to make it suitable to go out and relevant to the listeners. But of course, there's areas of our creative work that are a little bit more, shall we say, chaotic and non-functional. But this is the stuff we really, really should be sharing. Because this will give our listeners a little bit of an idea and insight into what we're like.
Hey.
Stupidity.
Yes.
Very stupid, but I'm the best I am ever. What am I trying to say? I'm at my best when I'm stupid. I don't know how that's possible, but somehow it is, I think. TP?
TP from my bunghole.
TP.
Bungholio!
No, I never. Wonder what I like.
I am the great Conholio, and I'm tippy for my bunghole.
Bungholio! Conholio. Do you remember Ren and Simpy?
Oh, there's gonna be so many slots there. This chick's pretty cool.
You sound just like him. Oh, so good. So.
Best bits.
Bonus bits.
Our bonus bits. Let's talk about the bonus bits.
It is. I think
everyone loves, like, on like, you know when you get movies?
Mm.
Yeah.
You always get outtakes in that, right? And there's always on like a DVD or Blu-ray, there's always a section on the menu for the same thing.
Extra
scenes.
Yeah.
This is kind of that. That's what we're doing now, isn't it? Before, it's quite fun. And I'm always gravitated towards something like that.
Danger?
High voltage.
When we touch.
When we touch.
When we kiss.
When we touch.
When we touch.
Fire in a disco.
Fire in a...
Taco Bell. High voltage.
When we kiss.
When we touch.
When we kiss. That's not even the tune.
That was Deliverance. Yeah. Fucking, it was pretty good then.
You're going to get ripped. God. Burt Reynolds in his finest moment.